Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of TD SYNNEX Corporation, ticker symbol SNX, a major player in the technology distribution and IT services space. If you're looking to understand whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, you're in the right place. We'll cover everything from their financials to recent performance, valuation, and even an intrinsic value analysis. So grab a coffee, hit that like button if you're excited, and let's get started. All right, before we jump into the nitty-gritty, let's set the stage. TD SYNNEX isn't exactly a household name like Apple or Tesla, but it's a critical behind-the-scenes player in the tech world. They're a global distributor and solutions aggregator for IT ecosystems, connecting vendors with resellers and providing a range of business process services. Today, we're going to unpack their business model, dissect their financial health, and figure out if this stock is a hidden gem or a pass. Stick with me. This is going to be a deep dive. Let's start with the basics about TD SYNNEX. Founded in 1980 and headquartered in Fremont, California, with a co-headquarters in Clearwater, Florida, this company has grown into a powerhouse in technology distribution. They were originally known as SYNNEX Corporation, but rebranded to TD SYNNEX in 2021 after a merger with Tech Data, significantly expanding their global footprint. Today, they employ around 23,000 people and operate in over 100 countries. Their business is all about distributing IT hardware, like PCs, mobile devices, and peripherals, along with software and cloud solutions, while also offering services like logistics and business process outsourcing. Think of them as the middleman that keeps the tech supply chain humming. They serve a wide range of customers, from small resellers to giant enterprises, and partner with big names like Apple, Cisco, and Microsoft. With a market cap of about $12.35 billion as of the latest data, they're a significant player in the technology distributors industry within the broader technology sector. Now that we've got the background, let's move into the numbers that matter. Let's talk revenue, because if a company can't grow its top line, it's hard to get excited about the rest. For the fiscal year 2025, TD SYNNEX reported a staggering $62.51 billion in revenue, up from $58.45 billion in 2024, which represents a solid year-over-year increase of about 6.9%. Looking back over the past few years, their revenue has been on an upward trajectory, especially post-merger. For context, in 2021, before the Tech Data integration was fully realized, they posted $31.61 billion. That's nearly doubled in just 4 years, which shows the power of that merger and organic growth. Breaking it down by segments, although the latest detailed product split I have is from 2020, revenue historically comes from two main buckets: products and services. Back then, products accounted for about $19.98 billion, or roughly 81% of total revenue, while services contributed $4.7 billion. I'd wager that ratio hasn't shifted dramatically, as their core business remains distribution of hardware and software. Geographically, they're well diversified, operating across North America, Europe, and Asia Pacific, though specific regional breakdowns for 2025 aren't in my dataset yet. Recent news also highlights strength in their endpoint and advanced solutions segments per their Q4 2025 earnings, which likely drove much of this year's growth. The key takeaway? TD SYNNEX has scale, and they're growing, but we'll need to see if this top-line success trickles down to profitability. Now let's shift gears to earnings. TD SYNNEX released their Q4 and full year 2025 results on January 8, 2026, and the headlines were pretty positive. They beat earnings estimates for Q4, with revenues climbing 9.7% year-over-year, as reported by Zacks. Full year net income for 2025 came in at $827.66 million, up from $689.9 million in 2024, a healthy 20% jump. Earnings per share, EPS, also improved, hitting $9.99 for the year, compared to $7.99 in 2024. That's a solid performance, especially when you consider the challenging macro environment for tech spending in some regions. Key drivers, according to news snippets, include strong demand for endpoint solutions, like PCs and mobile devices, and advanced solutions, which likely includes cloud and data center offerings. Analysts on Benzinga noted upbeat revisions to forecasts post Q4, suggesting confidence in their momentum. So on the surface, earnings are a bright spot, but let's dig deeper into what management might have said. Unfortunately, I don't have the detailed Q4 2025 earnings call transcript summary in my data to share specific management commentary. However, based on historical trends and news reports, it's likely that leadership emphasized their strategic focus on high-growth areas like cloud services and AI-driven solutions, as well as operational efficiencies post-merger. Recent awards, like the 2025 AWS Partner Awards mentioned in Business Wire, also suggest they're strengthening key partnerships, which could have been a talking point. I'll keep an eye out for updates, but for now, we'll move forward with the data we have and assume management remains optimistic given the beat on estimates. Let's get into the financial statements for a clearer picture of TD SYNNEX's health. Starting with the income statement, gross profit for 2025 was $4.37 billion, up from $3.98 billion in 2024, maintaining a gross margin of about 6.6%. Not huge, but typical for a distributor with thin margins. Operating income rose to $1.42 billion from $1.19 billion, showing better cost control or higher margin services kicking in. Net profit margin, however, remains slim at 1.32%, which isn't surprising given the low margin nature of distribution. Switching to the balance sheet, total assets for 2025 were $34.25 billion. Up from $30.27 billion in 2024, with a significant jump in cash and cash equivalents to $2.44 billion from $1.6 billion, great for liquidity and flexibility. Total liabilities stand at $25.8 billion, with a debt-to-equity ratio of 0.55, which is reasonable and suggests they're not over-leveraged. Current ratio is 1.21, indicating they can cover short-term obligations, though it's not overly cushy. On the cash flow side, free cash flow for 2025 was a robust $1.39 billion, up from $1.4 billion in 2024, with operating cash flow at $1.53 billion. This is a big positive. Strong cash generation means they can reinvest, pay down debt, or return value to shareholders. Speaking of which, they paid out $146.38 million in dividends. And with a dividend yield of 1.17%, it's a modest but steady payout for income investors. Return on equity ROE is 9.94%, decent but not spectacular, while return on invested capital ROIC is 7.78%, showing they're generating value from their investments. Overall, the financials paint a picture of a stable growing company with solid cash flow but tight margins, something to watch in a competitive sector. Now let's talk valuation. Is TD SYNNEX overpriced, undervalued, or just right? At the current price of $150.45, the trailing PE ratio for 2025 is 14.66, which is below the industry average of 16.99 for technology distributors, per my data. That suggests they're trading at a discount relative to peers. Price-to-sales ratio is a low 0.2, reflecting the low-margin business model, but also indicating the stock isn't overhyped. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts project a 2026 forward PE of around 10.3, dropping to 9.3 by 2027, which could signal expectations of stronger earnings growth or a conservative market view on price. Enterprise value for 2025 is $14.53 billion, and with a free cash flow yield of 11.25%, there's a compelling case for value here. Compared to competitors like EPAM or Dynatrace, as mentioned in Zach's articles, SNEX often comes out as the cheaper option on a PE basis. But valuation isn't everything. Let's see how their strengths and weaknesses stack up. All right, let's break down TD SYNNEX through a SWOT analysis. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Strengths. First, their scale and global reach are undeniable. Operating in over 100 countries with $62.5 billion in revenue, they've got the infrastructure to weather regional downturns. The 2021 merger with Tech Data created synergies, expanding their portfolio and market share. Strong partnerships with giants like AWS, evidenced by their 2025 partner awards, give them credibility and access to high-growth areas like cloud computing. Plus, their cash flow generation, with $1.39 billion in free cash flow, provides financial flexibility. Weaknesses. On the flip side, Their low net profit margin of 1.32% is a concern. Distribution is a cutthroat, low-margin game, and any pricing pressure from competitors or vendors could squeeze them further. Also, while debt levels are manageable, their $25.8 billion in liabilities isn't trivial, and rising interest rates could increase borrowing costs. Opportunities. Looking ahead, the shift to cloud and AI solutions is a massive tailwind. TD SYNNEX is well-positioned to capitalize as businesses digitize, especially with their advanced solutions segment showing strength. Geographic expansion in emerging markets could also drive growth, and their recent earnings beat suggests they're executing well on current trends. Threats. However, they're not without risks. The tech sector is cyclical, and any slowdown in IT spending, say due to a recession, could hit demand for their products. Competition is fierce from other distributors and even direct sales by vendors. Plus, geopolitical tensions or supply chain disruptions, which have plagued tech for years, could impact their operations. Overall, TD SYNNEX has a strong foundation, but operates in a challenging space. Balancing growth opportunities with margin pressures will be key. Let's take a look at recent performance and the stock chart. Over the past year, SYNNEX is up 12.27%, which is decent but lags behind the broader tech sector's 26.05% gain over the same period. Zooming in, the stock has had a rougher patch recently, down 0.36% in the last week, 2.46% over the past month, and 3.9% over the last 3 months. However, it's up 6.33% over 6 months, showing some recovery. Over 5 years, the stock has gained an impressive 71.57%, reflecting the long-term value of their merger and growth strategy. With a beta of 1.37, it's a bit more volatile than the market, so expect some swings. From a technical perspective, if you're a short-term trader, watch for support around the $145 level. If it breaks below, we might see more downside. Resistance seems to be near $155, based on recent highs. For long-term investors, these short-term moves matter less, but it's worth noting the stock hasn't kept pace with the sector lately. Now, let's get to one of my favorite parts, intrinsic value analysis. I've run the numbers using a discounted cash flow, DCF, model to estimate what TD SYNNEX is truly worth based on their future cash flows. I'm using their 2025 free cash flow of $1.39 billion as a starting point, projecting growth at a conservative 5% annually for the next 10 years, given their historical revenue growth and industry trends. I've applied a discount rate of 8%, factoring in their beta and the risk-free rate, plus a terminal growth rate of 2.5% beyond year 10. I've also cross-checked this with comparable company multiples and historical PE trends to ensure I'm not way off base. Let's see what the results tell us. After crunching the numbers, my DCF model suggests an intrinsic value for TD SYNNEX of approximately $175 per share. That's a decent premium over the current price of $150.45, indicating the stock might be undervalued by about 16%. This aligns with the low trailing PE and high free cash flow yield we discussed earlier. Of course, this assumes they maintain cash flow growth and don't face major disruptions. If I adjust the growth rate down to 3% or bump the discount rate to 9%, the value drops closer to $155, so there's a range of outcomes. Still, at first glance, there's a potential margin of safety here for value investors. Remember, intrinsic value is just a guide, not gospel, so always factor in your own risk tolerance and market conditions. So what's the bottom line on TD SYNNEX? Let's wrap this up. On the positive side, they've got strong revenue growth, solid cash flow, and a valuation that suggests they're trading below intrinsic value. Their position in the tech supply chain, bolstered by partnerships like AWS, gives them a foothold in high-growth areas like cloud and AI. However, the low margins, competitive pressures, and cyclical nature of tech spending are real risks. For long-term investors, SYNNEX could be a steady compounder, especially with a 1.7% dividend yield as a bonus. For me, it's a watch closely. Stock, I'd wait for a dip below $145 to build a position, given recent short-term weakness. What do you think? Are you bullish or bearish on TD SYNNEX? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.